Yes, Jesus is our Lord. He's our Savior. But Jesus was also a flesh and blood human being. His ministry took place among flesh and blood human beings. Jesus' message to them was that the kingdom of God is at hand. Something new is being born. That was his message. And you know what the main point about the kingdom of God was? Put very simply, it was this. You are not merely a victim of your circumstances, but you are empowered to live a better way. I think in a nutshell, that's his message. You are not a mere victim of your circumstances, but you have power to live a new way. And today's passage that we read, it's the first lesson that Jesus is giving to kind of the people who have flocked to him. The first lesson, love your enemies. And why did he begin with this lesson of loving your enemies? He was addressing a critical issue for his flesh and blood audience. You know, his listeners, they were not people just coming to listen comfortably there for good and entertaining lecture. They were not those who are just merely curious, want to go to like a TED Talk and listen to a good speech. No, that wasn't the crowd. These were desperate, poor, struggling peasants and common people in the countryside and small villages. These were people who were struggling to survive. Life had become very difficult for common people in Galilee, where Jesus was preaching. You know, once upon a time, they had been living in their villages and communities, passing on one way of life to the next generation, owning their plot of land, feeding their families, one generation after the next. But things took a turn and they started changing. Bigger powers took over and changed the economy. So a lot of these people who used to own their own land, they got into more debt. They had to pay so much more taxes. I know last night our district group were talking, one guy from the U.S. keeps talking about our taxes. They're getting taxed and taxed and taxed. But that's what life was like. And so they lost their land. And everything they made, they had to give to their debtors. Life was becoming more and more difficult to survive. You know what? When things are good, I think it's easier for people to get along, right? But when things start getting difficult, that's when tensions start to build, right? In the family, in a marriage, what's often the number one source of strain? It's when there's big financial stress. This is what was happening in these communities of Galilee. Communities that used to have tight bonds together. These bonds were being eroded. These difficult circumstances were turning former friends into enemies. Neighbors into adversaries. Clan started to go against clan. Family against family. They were victims of forces beyond their control. But Jesus is saying to them, do not be victims of your circumstances. If you react to hate, if you curse back those who curse you, if you mistreat those who mistreat you, aren't you merely a victim of your circumstances? You don't have control over their actions or behaviors, but you're allowing those actions and behaviors to shape yours. The behaviors and actions of others take control over you. Think about it. Being struck on one cheek and offering the other. giving your shirt when they've already taken your coat? Are these signs of weakness? No. These are signs of an empowered person, someone who can make their own choice. Jesus' message is that you have agency. You have power to live a different way. You may not be able to change your circumstances, but you can change how you live. My friends, the kingdom of God is this: people who live a new way despite present circumstances. A new way that is defined by God's will, and that goes against the ways of your present circumstances. That's the kingdom of God. Jesus came to show that a new way is possible. And you know the good thing? The kingdom of God, it's not something that takes place in the afterlife per se. It is something that is present now. This is what Jesus said. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For, in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." Another way to translate that is the kingdom of God is within you. This is a radical message for life. You can live a different way from your circumstances or environment. Do you believe that? You can live differently from what your circumstances or environment tells you. My friends, I don't want to underestimate circumstances. They have a huge effect on our lives. And sometimes they are so difficult to deal with. I know some people are dealing with real health issues. I know some people who are dealing with big financial challenges or trying to find a job or launch a career. Others are very anxious by all the political uncertainties in the world. Circumstances are a real thing. And difficult ones, they instill real fear, uncertainty, and anxiety. Circumstances are so powerful. They're powerful because they're much bigger than you and what you are able to do with them. I mean, I'm so happy to see a fuller sanctuary today. Last Sunday, our sanctuary was pretty empty. And why? Because of the huge snowstorm. That was a circumstance that we could not control. I'm sure you didn't mind, but I'm just happy today, my friends. Let me tell you that you are all here, that God allowed the circumstance for you to come. But yes, sometimes we are at the mercy of our circumstances and we have no control over them. And because they are so large, they influence us deeply. I mean, it was unreal, right? I felt we were going back to COVID time, getting the laptop back here and putting on Zoom and whatnot. They affect us, and they can affect how you feel, and they affect how you think. What Jesus is saying is that, yes, your circumstances are powerful and real, but still, you do not need to be a slave to your circumstances. That is his message. It comes loud and clear. Jesus knew human nature. You know, human beings, we are very adaptable, aren't we? We've learned to, adapt and survive in all sorts of environments. Immigrant parents, the kind of adaptation they had to do to survive. The children of immigrants, what they had to do. It's an important skill we need so that we can survive. But if all that you do is adapt and survive, you can survive, but you are not free. If all you do is adapt, you will continue to be a slave to your circumstances. And you will be absorbed by your circumstances. Have any of you watched Star Trek? For those who did, there was a species of people called the Borgs. And what they did is they absorb you, your mind, and it's almost, you just become one part of that collective. You have no more individuality. It's like that. If all you do is adapt, you become almost like one with the flow of the circumstances and no longer you. Sometimes we need to fight against the circumstances and work to change them. If something is unfair or unjust, you need to speak truth and resist it and try to find the courage to do so. If you're facing a health or a medical issue, then yes, find the best medical help you can and do your best to improve your health. But the more important thing is your attitude and thinking. Do not let your circumstances dictate how you think, feel, and behave. Circumstances will come and be beyond our control. But do not let them control your thinking. Don't just react to them with your emotions. Because if you do, then you are just a victim of your circumstances. The people who had gathered to listen to Jesus, they had adapted to the environment of hostility and tension that arose from their difficult circumstances. They began to think like those in this hostile environment. They began to feel like they were feeling and talk like they were talking. They became a part of that environment and perpetuated that environment. Jesus came to break that cycle. He came to break the grip that circumstances in this world had on them. Jesus came to bring freedom and the possibility of a new start. That is what he does for us. That is what St. Paul discovered. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom to live the right way. Freedom to do the right thing. Freedom to live by the golden rule that Jesus says today. Do to others as you would have them do to you. My friends, the whole law is summed up in this. Do to others as you would have them do to you. And you know what that pertains to? Especially those who are weaker and very invulnerable situations. I mean, if life is going well, do you need others to really treat you well? No. But what you need is when you are vulnerable, fragile, weak, you need someone to treat you with dignity, respect, honor. But my friends, if you are not free from the grip of your circumstances, you cannot do that. How you treat others will depend on how your circumstances are making you feel. We need to be free from the grip of our circumstances to live by that golden rule. Otherwise, you will not be consistent. Jesus came to give us freedom. But my friends, freedom comes with a cost. You have to struggle for it. You have to fight for it. These days in the news, right? Many Canadians are very uneasy by all this talk of becoming the 51st state. I don't really know how serious they are, but if they are, that's a scary thing. If we want to maintain our freedom, and if they're really serious about it, it will come at a great cost. That's what former Prime Minister Stephen Harper said. Saying we need to maintain our freedom, but that will come at a great cost. The Apostle Paul's core belief is that we have been rescued from the bondage of our sins. I mean, his thinking was very clear. He saw that our sins keep us in its grip, and how we think and feel and act are in accordance with our sins. But that in Christ, we have been freed from that bondage. So that's why we can be free in Christ. But as he saw, our freedom, it came with great cost. It came at the cost of the life and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. That is why we have our freedom. Freedom from our sins. Jesus was not a victim of circumstances. He lived an empowered life, filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus loved his enemies. He did good to those who hated him. He blessed those who cursed him. He prayed for those who mistreated him. And he loved those who hung him up on the cross. Those of us who follow Jesus are not mere victims of circumstance. We are empowered by his Spirit of freedom. Amen? We may not control our circumstances. We may have no say in what happens around us. But we will not let them have control over us. Amen? Today's passage reminds me of the freedom movement of the 1960s. I feel like every February, somehow my mind turns to that. Martin Luther King Jr. articulated a new response to their situation, a situation in which they were kept in their place by the threat of violence, and sometimes not even actual threat. You know what public lynchings were? Those were to instill fear that if you don't toe the line, know your place, this too will happen to you. But Martin Luther King Jr., he articulated a new response. Non-violent resistance. In a society filled with hatred and violence, they resisted it with non-violence. They met hatred with the power of love. When they were physically struck, they actually offered the other cheek. But you know what I realize? The real power of this movement, it lay in the change that came into the hearts of millions of Black Americans. They discovered that they were no longer mere victims of their circumstance. Before, they were victims of racism, hatred, and evil. They lived in fear of violence and hatred. They allowed themselves to accept inferior status. They allowed themselves to be treated with no dignity. But now, they realized that they were not mere victims. They were somebodies. They were children of God. They had a say in how they lived. they could react differently to the hatred and violence of others. In responding to violence with nonviolence, they became an empowered people. The kingdom of God was alive among them. And it was that example that inspired millions of people around the world in movements for freedom and justice. My friends, we need that kind of spirit to come alive again today. We need empowered people who live differently than what our environment and circumstances dictate. I mean, I know our context today is very challenging. The issues are so complex. I mean, even me, I get confused. It's hard to know what's right from what's wrong. It's hard to know what to fight for and what to fight against. It's just easier to give up and withdraw from caring altogether. But Jesus gave us a gift to be empowered. That gift, it's prayer and worship. Prayer and worship is our access and lifeline to the empowering spirit of Jesus. I was so inspired to have our full praise team back again today. I could feel the presence of God, and it really just lifted my spirit once again. I didn't even realize that my spirit was feeling down. And I needed to be lifted up. And that time of praise, God's Spirit came and lifted up my soul, and tears were like flowing out of my eyes. I didn't even know what was going on. When circumstances overwhelm and drown you, prayer and worship is the boat that keeps you above waters. Prayer and worship give you the strength you need to carry on your own path in the midst of difficult circumstances. Prayer and worship keep us from being passive victims of these complex and overwhelming circumstances. So when these things threaten to overwhelm you, when they tire your spirit, come to Jesus in prayer and worship. His Spirit will be with you and empower you to live life in the kingdom of God.